Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We'll see how many people welcome to Bubba Overtime Extended. Royalty-free Italian sausage mix right here. Blitz will be potting us up. There you go.
Wait, is it Dr. Dan's?
This is, well, it's Dan's, but Anna did all the work.
Well, you know, Dan needed a favor, and he does a lot of favors for us.
He does.
So I was happy.
You know, you two act like, he acts like he doesn't like, you two, like.
He likes me, I think, the best.
He
well, not, I mean, after you, obviously.
That sounded like the guy
no,
from the 80s.
No, I think he likes Blitz second.
Okay.
I'll be going to Dan's office here in a little bit.
Oh, what work are you getting done?
Vaginal rejuve.
I am.
He's getting asshole rejuve.
I love that. I'm
tired of leaking, and I'm going to get it redone.
You're going to get an asshole rejuve,
ain't
you,
kid? There's a lot of anal juice leaking.
I've reviewed it. It's good to go. Blitz is getting it now.
It's good to go.
Blitz, are you going to his office today?
Yes.
To get a procedure?
No.
Oh. Probably to wire some shit up?
We're going to film a few things.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Look at Dan. Dan brings in Blitz for the motherfucking film.
Why is the camera on your penis?
I'm on the balance board. Sorry.
Yeah, right. Like, you didn't plan that.
Why you gotta be so negative?
Sorry.
No, Anna. Jeez, why
do you
want to
see
him?
His penis?
No, do you?
No.
He's already seen it.
I've already seen it, and I think you have, too. A lot.
I have it.
Got a lot of miles in that cock.
Wow.
That was a little bit of an Ellen DeGeneres
workplace.
That was an Ellen DeGeneres workplace, Willie.
It was.
Is Ocala Farrah Fawcett going to be here on Friday?
Yeah, she's on my list.
You told us that she was.
That ass. I think Travis is mad at me when I go on and on about her ass.
Well, you can address it on Friday.
No, he'll probably get it. He'll probably twist his ankle or something before then.
he'll twist his ankle in the parking lot and not make it in.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Blitz, is that balance thing hard?
No.
Well, for Blitz.
You think I could do it, or would I break? As soon as I step on either side of it, it would just split in half.
No.
No, I can't do it, or no, it won't split in half?
You'll be able to do it. How's your balance?
I don't know.
Are you wearing your sandals?
No, I'm wearing my fucking Georgia work boots.
DJ Brown.
Oh my God.
5,000.
Oh, by the way, DJ Brown wants to know why you don't offer 5X shirts for sale.
Yeah. Well, wait, now, hold on. We are getting 5X shirts.
Okay.
And I think indeed if we don't have them, we ordered them.
Okay, he was wondering.
Yeah, they're not on the website as of now.
Yeah, we will. Listen, on my website is a work in progress. And we had 40 orders this past weekend.
Woo!
Oh, awesome.
And I know my person doing merch got a hold of you, Blitz, because they're trying to figure out how to do a PayPal deal.
Did you talk to her about that?
I told her just to get a hold of you.
Okay.
I said, just deal with
it. Because we're going to do something different
a little bit. All right, great. You guys do whatever you want.
Okay.
When you were at your fattest, did you wear a 5X?
No.
6?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
When you were at your fucking cuntiest, did you wear a 6 or an 8?
6. What were you wearing yesterday?
what do you wear right now?
What, like pant size?
Yeah.
Like a 4.
Me too.
That's a cunt.
Why?
It's a cunt size.
Oh.
Well, you just said at your fattest. Like, you know, it makes me feel so bad. It breaks me all my
Well, you're
heart.
Not that anymore.
Oh, yes, I am.
No, you're not that. I didn't say you're not fat. I said you're not that
the
anymore.
The Brian Steele with 1,000 bits.
The Brian Steele. I gotta tell you, Blitz, can you participate? What the fuck? I mean, you've already been to the Clem Gym. Now I gotta pay you to fucking be part of the after show while you're doing, yes, we all know you can do it. You're the best at it. You got the biggest cock. You can wire shit up. You're fucking number one on the internet. please. Fuck. I gotta see you over there fucking like you're some 70s hippie dancer, hippie chick.
I need one of those fire twirling things.
I'm over here being fat too, Bubba. Don't worry about it.
Let me, if I had your body.
What would you do?
Oh, I'd just fucking be slaying it.
Like women are just hurting people. Body.
Everything. Because Lummy, you're like, you know, you, if you're, bo- you're only like 6 months away of hardcore fucking training to be just look like an absolute, I mean, you'd look like an offensive lineman for the, I mean, you could look like an NFL offensive lineman if you wanted to. Secondly, Lummy, somebody asked me if we should maybe get, like, have you professionally groomed for like an, you know, because we've
like
made
what
you,
they do with homeless people.
Well, like we've made you be like, you know, this mountain of a man, this full blown fucking beard, this hair that you can't cut. But how about now we go the opposite direction and really try to dial it in? Like and I don't do it. That way you know that, you know, like we get a professional hair, you know, get you fucking done.
Can I do a little bit longer with the hair? Because it's I've the longest I've ever had it, and I've been professional for 34 years of my life. So
oh, so you want to grow it out?
Yeah,
keep growing.
Yeah, I want to be in that. I want to be in that long right, hair.
Can
club.
We? Can we want to pony it up?
Can we spiral permit?
Yeah,
I could bring in. I have a curling iron.
I need somebody to. I need somebody to find me the wettest, most spiralist, tightest perm available. Like a Dion, you know, circa 88, get drafted by the Falcons, fucking wetness.
So you don't want to just use a curling iron. You want to perm his hair?
Oh, yeah. I want to perm.
Yeah, permanent.
It's going to look like Annie from
Wet.
The musical.
Tight perm.
Shirley Temple's.
Boom. Here we go. This is what I want more than anything. Hold on.
Wet, I'm tight, perm.
I'm going to show it to you. Let me. Kind of like what Howard has, like, you know, like that.
Yeah. I would say I'm about 2 months away from that.
Really?
Yeah. If we got to go 2 more months, we could do that. And then if you want to do it,
you think
it'll
be that long in 2 months, Lummy?
No.
It's already down to my shoulders.
Lummy, that's what I want to do.
Down to your shoulders?
Yeah. Lummy, that's what I want so bad right there. Blitz, you can show that. That's Lummy, that's what I want. I want that's kind of hair I want to get you, buddy.
That's too short for me.
Here, Lummy, I got one for you. Ready? How about this?
Stop.
It looks like Anna.
That bitch needs to eat a cheeseburger, but she needs to do.
That'd be my hair if I stuck my finger in a socket.
Yeah, Anna. <It's> like, I mean, Lummy, I want a tight, wet, you know. I think this is kind of what you're kind of working with now. That's you naturally, right? Are you naturally curly?
Yeah, I'm naturally curly.
But I want to go like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs that.
Kind like of a Bob Ross. Ross. Kind of, yeah. Kind of like a Bob.
Pick it out.
Yeah, Gob Ross.
Gob Ross.
70 gorgeous perms that will make you love curls again. I think that girl's pulling that off. I think she's pulling that move off. I think that, now that's hot.
Do you prefer hot. Straight over curly, right?
Oh, fuck yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know that I've, every girl I've ever been with had
straight,
to,
dark hair.
Have to straighten their hair.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You don't even like it, like, wavy.
No.
No, he likes straight hair.
I like straight, Cher Bono type, dark.
Yeah.
You don't even like a natural kind of...
No, he doesn't like it all noodled out.
No.
Not noodle, but you know what I mean? Like the big sexy curls, big sexy waves. What? No?
We have a thing, guys. Nobody knows.
Why are you laughing? I want to laugh.
Threw noodle on me.
I want to laugh. Papa, I want to laugh.
No, if you laugh, you TT.
No, I just went to the bathroom. I'm fine.
Yeah. Lummy, I wish we could get your hair looking like this. Do you know how fucking glamorous? I mean, fuck.
You would look just like that, Lummy.
Yeah, Lummy.
Be a hot chick.
Now, Lummy, now how about your beard? Can we...
Can we permit?
But I mean, have you thought about like going like, you know, like a little bit more of a close...
Yeah, I was going to shave it. I was going to shave it this week to kind of shave it down a little bit.
Can you shave it like Blitz's?
Can I shave it?
No.
Lummy, can I shave it like...
Blitz's what?
You talking about
like your facial hair.
Like a Fu Manchu?
Well, I was going to just kind of keep it close right now.
A go-to?
I thought you said a go-to? You said I was allowed to do that.
The hell's a go-to?
Who, me? I'm doing shit. Let me like this. Hold on.
You know,
let me like this.
That's like a Billy Mays.
Yeah, like a Dan Balsarian.
That looks like carpet. That looks weird.
I was gonna trim it down.
No, Dan. I mean, Lummy, this is what we need to go. Like this is it. Look.
carpet face.
Look up Billy Mays.
Yeah, I was going to trim it down. I just didn't have time.
But, I mean, I want to do it according to... I mean, like, this isn't a Bubba trying to fuck with you, make your shit like... You know, I do that sometimes. You know that.
Yeah, that's for the top of your head.
But you, you said that I but could I like, keep it no, you, a little
buddy,
trimmed.
Buddy, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, that's nice.
You think Billy Mays is hot before he blew his shit out?
Before he did a lot of cocaine.
How did he die again?
Cocaine, airplane fucking hit him in the head. Deal.
What?
He was on cocaine.
Yep.
Naturally.
Well, hold on. This is what I have.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, this is what people were
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, rumor has it.
That he was all coked up and he hit his head.
No, he was coming into a landing at Tampa. And luggage fell out of the upper compartment and hit him in the head.
What does the cocaine got to do with it?
Because that's why he probably died for real. Because like the luggage hit him in the head and he was fine and went home and died like a day later.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Maybe he had head trauma.
Yeah, from the cocaine.
Lummy, could we get one? Shame. Could we get son. You dialed in like this? Could you be Lummy Mays? Does.
Yeah, I was. That's how I was like a month ago. Mm.
Now, Lummy, I feel confident that I could do your beard. I could do your beard.
Oh no.
Now, Lummy, and I would go like I would take it down to like a two, like which would probably be. Which would probably be
that's
a lot
about
like,
a two.
That's
yeah.
probably about a
two or three.
And so, can I do it, Lummy? And we do it under the guise that I'm trying to not clown you. Like I'm trying to fucking hook your shit up,
Lummy.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, no, Lummy. Please, this is. I'm not trying to cause any issues. I'm trying to like saying. I'd like to really try to hook your shit up. Now, if you don't think that I'm being for real.
Is it, do you like your big beard? Is that what it is?
I've been trimming it up a little bit to keep it around this length. But, I mean, I was going to trim it up
a
little bit more.
But Lummy, I think it would be so fucking hot and beautiful if we could get it, if we could pelt it out like that, buddy. And it'll grow right back. Please let me do it.
It'd be hot and beautiful, Lummy.
For Thursday's show, Lummy. I need a high spot for Thursday, Lummy. Please. Let me do
Bubba's. Save us, Lummy.
Let me do Bubba's beard.
So I guess I'll be going home with no beard.
Motherfucker. See, that's where
beard.
That's where I'm mad at you right now. Because what if I did your beard so it looked just like Billy Mays's right now? Would that be bad?
No.
Okay, well, I mean, like, you think I'm trying to fucking half-face you. Or, you know, like...
Well, it has happened before.
You're
that's because you're dog.
You're thinking,
talking about that one,
you're thinking that I'm trying to fuck with you. When really, Lummy, on all... like.
He's not Ellen.
Like Lummy, like for real, like as my boy, like I'm giving you my word as your boy. I want to fucking hook your shit up. I want to do a really good job. As your look at right hand of God, even though I'm agnostic, right hand of fucking God, swear.
Remember when he went into the 7-Eleven with half a beard in the
I don't want a half beard, you brother. I promise you. I just want to fucking hook your shit up. It just looks, I think it would make you look so much more, you know, cool.
Yeah. You'd be so felt.
But I don't want you to think two things. One, you have to do it. Or two, that I, you know, want to fuck with you. Why can't you truly believe that I want to do you right, buddy? You and I talk privately all the time. We're like, what's up, buddy? What's up, man? What the fuck? How you doing? Good. How the fuck's Ashley? Good.
When Lummy's here with the goats and he's scared because you got here and he's hiding in the corner and you find him and you guys talk.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Lummy, how you doing, buddy? Good. Things going good? Yeah.
Oh my God, Blitz, I'm sorry to call you, but Bubba just pulled up here. I think he's going to do some art or something. What should I do? I'm hiding in the corner. I don't think he sees me. Lummy, he probably saw your truck. Oh, no, I'm in trouble.
So then when I saw you, I'm like, hey, buddy, how's it going? What's going on, buddy?
I know. Then I look to see if the gate, you know, is open to run.
Oh, by the way, can I tell you something? Lummy, you must never leave the goat gate unlocked because now they're trying to eat the lock off.
Yeah, they're chewing the lock.
No, like for real. I went over there a couple days ago and fucking, Hootie had the whole red lock in his fucking mouth.
Yep.
Like trying to fucking eat the lock.
Because they know that's their fucking ticket to freedom right there.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, what is so bad? You guys got it good here. Hootie, when I fucking
picked you... They just want to explore. I don't think they actually want to leave. They just want to explore.
All right, Lummy, how's your face? And
Blitz, we're over 1,000 motherfuckers.
About time.
I love you guys. The the fuck, Chuck?
On his Peter pants.
I just peed. No, I did it.
TT.
Oh, God.
Was that a TT?
No.
And that's before, and Lummy, that's before Dan fixed it. That's freshly scratched.
Yeah, the when he's wearing the mask, when he goes, it's so
funny. No, I think that's when, I think that might have been after the first treatment.
That was Dr. Dan's. Yeah, that was after Bubba shaved it.
Yeah, you had to shave it to go see Dan.
Lummy, look at that.
Anna, you okay over there?
No. Lummy, Lummy, you're the fucking man. Look at you, buddy. Have face, Willie. Fuck yeah.
Lummy Wi-Fi.
DJ Brown, 941, 5,000 bits.
I love you, DJ Brown.
Yeah, that's funny.
We're getting five X's for you, buddy.
We'll see. Well, Lummy, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When you had to come home to your wife, half bearded, what did you just go, come the fuck on, man. What is going on, Lummy?
She's like, are you fucking kidding? Good luck.
Are you
going
fucking,
outside.
Are you fucking? Blitz, you know you're in trouble when you walk in and your wife says, are you fucking kidding me?
Holy shit.
Are funny. You fucking kidding me? Did she even put it over at all, or did she just think it was absolutely fucking stupid?
Oh, come on. Let's get real.
She really appreciated the Dr. Dan stitch job, but...
Now, she does have to, she probably does really do appreciate that he apps, I mean, Lummy, it's hard 100%. Telling the type of the type of scar you could have potentially had, buddy.
Oh, really bad. Yeah, no, she does. I mean, she's just pretty much now, like, we're not having sex tonight, so I mean, that
was is she
given.
Available for me to talk to?
No, she has a meeting. She has meetings all morning.
Well, maybe I could get lucky and she'll answer the phone, right?
You could try. She sends, I got her schedule, so I just looked.
What, she's supposed to be in a meeting right now?
She has one from 9 to 9:30, 9:30 to 11, 11 to 12.
This is the boss right here.
Tom Bruce Springsteen?
Now, Lummy, so you're saying, Lummy, you're saying the tight, wet perm, that's not a big deal at all. Like, you're good. That's green lit Willie, right?
Yeah, tight perm.
Hello.
Hi, Ashley. It's Blitz. You're live on the air.
Hi.
What, are you trying to take over my show now, motherfucker?
No, I was just talking to my girl.
Oh.
What?
The fuck? Well, that time about how you turn your microphone off, Johnny. Johnny fucking. Hey, Ashley, it's my show, Bubba, and you're live on the air. Hey, so Lummy's beard is getting way fucking bushy. Now, if that's the way you want it, great. But you know how Billy Mays used to have that really nice fucking like AstroTurf beard? Could we do that?
Yeah.
Could we do that with Lum Lum?
Go for it.
Perfect.
She's texting Lummy right now. Do not let him do that
to
your face.
No, but hold on, Ashley. I want you to know.
As long as one thing on his body continues to be long, I don't care what it is.
Well, it's not his dong, so what else could it be?
His chest. But hold on, Ashley. I want you to know, like, sometimes, like, you know, we do Bubba's Barbershop just to fuck with Lummy. But this time, like, I really want to make that fucking shit look good. I want to make it look good as fuck. And so I just want to make sure that you're okay with it. And I'm not trying to half. I'm not trying to half face him. I'm not trying to fucking, like, I'm really trying to. Lummy, you see how fast she's answering? That's how much she hates that fucking bushy beard, I'm thinking.
Well, I've also been listening to the number one show in the world.
Oh, thank you.
So I know what's going on.
That Blitz is a fucking nut hanger on. Yeah, exactly. All right. So listen, Thursday during the show, it's going to be Bubba's Barbershop, but it's going to be Bubba's legitimate barbershop. Like, I'm not trying to, like,
I'm trying to make him stick his tongue out and try
fact,
to.
In fact, actually, I want to do so good that you call me Friday morning and be like, I just want to let you know, Bubba, you fucking got that ass
that's
on my
lot.
Husband. Yeah. Maybe you brought out the pegging stick a little extra because it's, you know.
Hey.
The bigger one.
When's the last time you guys pegged, Ashley?
I don't know. Last week, maybe?
Oh. Lummy, see, we need to start. We need to start.
Lummy Wi-Fi. Lummy Wi-Fi.
Lummy Wi-Fi.
Lummy Wi-Fi.
Ashley's big black hawk with a thousand
All right, Ash. So we got it okay. We got it okayed by you, and I want to assure you, I always give you my word. Like, I'm not trying to fucking clown him out. I'm trying to make him look good as fuck.
Sounds good.
All right, babe. Thank
She's
you, Ashley.
See you,
Ashley.
See you on Friday. Ow.
Oh, no, thanks.
Lummy just threw a paper at me, crumpled it up.
Lummy, there's no excuse now,
motherfucker. I didn't even do anything.
Because I got the approval.
The booker.
Like, Blitz, there's no, like, Lummy couldn't say, well, I just want to let you know, my wife might get mad.
Right.
She's going to get mad, you know, what the fuck? This you hate when I talk to her.
No.
So, Lummy, we're doing a fucking really tight, wet perm with a Billy Mays beard chaser. That's what we're doing.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
And You know, I mean, that's Bubba.
What do we need for it though?
Just a perm kit. I got
a perm kit.
Oh, I thought we were waiting on the perm for it to get a little longer. Is there any way to wait on the perm kit? Because I actually do have to meet my parents either Thursday or Friday. But I don't care about the beard then, as long as you don't mess it up. With
I'm
the
not going to mess it up. I'm not gonna, as long as I don't half face you. Right,
so do we have cutters?
Yes. Yes, I have them, and I have different attachments.
Okay, just want to make sure.
So, yes, and they're not the battery-operated one. They're the plug-in willies.
Okay, good, so good. Full so do we need anything else then?
No, if we're not doing the perm, then we don't need anything.
Okay.
If we're doing the perm, which Lummy's already begged off on. You've begged off on the term?
Well, I know. Can we do it a little longer? I just got to meet with my parents about some stuff.
Doing a perm won't prevent it from getting longer.
Yeah, it's not. No, I mean, we're not cutting
I'm talking
your
about
hair.
I don't want to go see my parents, my dad, with a perm. So why don't we fuck up here? Fuck it.
Lummy, what do you mean you don't want to go see your parents with a perm?
I don't want to go see them with a tight, wet perm. I got things I got to talk to them about, and I kind of want to just look somewhat normal, but a nice shaved beard wouldn't be bad.
He needs money. You can't ask for money.
What about then the next week? We have more. You have more stuff to, you know, we could do with the tighter, wetter, better in my hair.
Lummy, right here, look. I mean, look. 30 set. Look, Lummy, this is you right here.
It looks good.
Look.
Yes.
Lummy,
yes.
Look at that. 37 sexy perm hairstyles for men's.
he can't go like that. Go to talk to his dad about his dad's will.
Yeah. Looking like this guy. Hey, man. Bubba, I mean, Lummy, I want to just fucking make it tight and wet. Like that.
Well, what's the guy in the top left picture, is he down lower anywhere?
No, I'm trying to follow. Oh, yeah.
There we go, right
Lummy,
there.
Lummy. Ashley couldn't keep her fucking hands off of you if you looked like that.
Right.
Like, your asshole would be just fucking tore up. I mean,
you'd be leaking like a sieve, Lummy.
Ashley, if you're watching the show, call back right now and look at the picture that I have on the screen. And if Lummy came home with that business,
because he's gonna look like that guy,
you would fucking freak out. I mean, you'd just set fast time on your sniz. Maybe this is Ashley. Hello?
It's not.
Hello?
Hey. Oh, is this Ashley?
Yeah, the other Ashley.
Yeah, it's the other Ashley.
Oh, the other Ashley.
Oh, weird.
Hello, is this
a
single hot Ashley?
No, it's Dante Nine's wife.
Yep. Oh, my bad. So sorry.
I'm so hot.
Yeah, of course. Not available.
I was actually calling to mark out to Anna because you've just been on fire lately. During the hot mic today with you and Jay, when you were talking about
The truffle butter. I was like, Jay, explain it back to me. He didn't know what it was.
Anna's really kind of coming out of her shell a little bit. You know, like she's finally listening to me. She's loosening up. If we could just get her some dick.
She's not scared anymore.
Yeah.
Well,
Ashley, as a fellow woman, Ashley married, of course, but as a fellow woman, could you like woman to woman talk Anna about maybe getting some dick? Do you think it would help her or no?
Married. Well, she's like built in dick.
I've been my husband for 18 years. So.
I know, but you appreciate the dick, don't you?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
She's got partial ownership of that dick.
She owns half of it.
Can you imagine if you had to go as long as Anna has with no dick?
I mean, honestly,
17 months and counting.
Ash, could you go 17 months?
She said yes, she can.
I could.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I have wifely duties that, you know, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm not outside. If you were just a single, you know, girl.
She said no problem.
I've been single since I was 18 years old, so, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whoa.
Going out with dick. Going without dick's never been really an option for you.
No.
She hasn't been allowed to.
Because a husband throws the dick, doesn't
he? So have you only had one dick in your entire life?
Oh, no.
No.
Wait,
she was
what?
Getting after it in high school. I'm like, yeah.
In high school?
I bet you in high school she got some dick.
I've been with 7 people.
That's hot.
So, I was in high school.
I know,
seven
but
in high
I mean,
school?
You, but you fucked 7 in high school. That's cool as shit.
Got out of your system.
I know. It was more like daddy issues. Like, I thought if I had sex with them, they'd like me, and that didn't work, and, you know. So
I'm liking
I
this,
out with my husband.
I'm liking this bitch better by the minute. Daddy issues with a fucking 7-time chaser.
Lummy's wife is online too.
Oh, okay. Ashley,
right,
thank you for being such
Thanks,
a great
Ashley.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. You guys have a great day.
Enjoy that dick.
She sounds hot as fuck, too. Hey, the real Ashley?
Hello!
Are you looking at the picture that I was displaying, the guy in the jean jacket?
Yes. So here's the thing with perms, though. Since he sweats so much, it's not going to hold. It's going to be a waste of money. Just want to get, like, a really tight hair curling iron.
Well, you don't think we can find, like, a perm made for sweaty guys that's got extra juice on it?
I don't think that's a thing.
You don't?
Well, we can try.
What if we bring some hairstylists and they were able to get Lummy to look like the guy in the jean jacket on? I mean, is that guy hot as fuck or what?
I mean, I don't think he's hot as fuck, but it's not offensive.
You don't think that guy's hot?
Maybe in the '80s when I was like
Anna, you think that guy's hot?
I mean, he's attractive, but I'm not attracted to him. Does that make sense?
No.
Kind of look girly to me.
How about that guy?
He's got gray hair, but he's like better hair than me.
This guy.
Yeah, I know. I see him.
Looks like a 35-year-old Steven
Franco.
Steven Tyler, kind of, right?
It's like a James Franco kind of. I don't like that at all. That's kind of nice.
About that
I
guy.
Like that. With more facial hair, though.
Yeah. He's got a girl face.
Mama
though.
Like.
He's got a girl face.
Sorry, that was weird. I don't like that at all.
That
or
flock that. Of seagull shit.
No. Everything. That's a. Is that a woman?
That's a great looking man.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, right. Sorry.
Now you absolutely probably go. Look at that guy's eyes. How beautiful.
Yeah, he's almost like too pretty.
Yeah,
he's
not
feel
interested
insecure.
In her.
Yeah.
He's interested.
He's anyway, just looking in a mirror.
So, Ash, are you calling off the perm too? No perm?
Ew.
I'm not calling it off. I just think you'd be better suited to use a very, like, a quarter-inch curling iron.
I have one of those.
Oh, okay. I was say, does anyone have one?
Now, if we used a quarter-inch... Now, Anna, do you know how to use a curling iron?
Yes, I do.
How about that guy right there?
Better than your straightener.
Yeah.
Now, how about this guy right here?
I don't know what's going on with his head.
What do you mean with his head?
It just looks weird. I don't know. That these aren't boys, Bubba.
Oh, okay.
They're like 16. Okay.
Why are you trying to put it on me?
I was
forwarded a fucking website.
Oh, sorry.
That said men's hairstyles. I've gone through
them.
I
don't think she was putting it on you. I think she was saying that's
well,
not.
Well, she kind of put it on me. It felt like it was going.
No,
on
it
me.
Wasn't directed towards
fucking
you.
Bitch.
Directed towards Lummy.
Why right. Directed toward me?
You sent the link.
Yeah, you sent the link.
No, when we use the small curling iron on them, can we put juice on it to get it wet?
Why do you? We can do it afterwards.
No. I want to get it to wet look.
So glow.
Do we need to get some perm juice?
Here, you know what we can do? We can hairspray it when it's done, so it holds.
Yeah, you can do like a wet look hairspray.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. I'll get some Gorilla Glue.
So can I do that? Lummy, can I do the beard trim with you know the curling iron on Thursday? Or you're asking for you're begging off the curling iron for this particular week because you have to meet with your parents and ask for money?
If it's just a curling iron, do it this week.
Oh, Lummy, did you hear the fucking rule? Did you see how it went down?
If you're perming, then don't do it this week.
No perm, only curling iron Thursday.
Okay then.
With a beard trim up, no half face. It's like almost putting an order in.
Now, do we need any kind of juice to put in his hair or anything?
Could do gel afterwards.
The wet-looking holding gel.
Wet look?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I'll get some stuff today.
Either right. Wet or better.
Ash, thank you for the ruling.
Thanks,
Ashley.
Bye, Ashley.
Oh, I got the absolute coolest text.
What?
Video message from Dion yesterday.
Oh
yeah.
And I was in Blitz. I don't know. I think Dion sent this to me with under the understanding that I could post. I mean, he sent it to me personally, but he's on his bar stool backdrop. You know, like have you seen the backdrop he uses for bar stool?
I have not.
Okay. It's like him at his desk, at his coaching desk, and that's where he does his podcast and stuff like that. So I sent Dion his ring. You know, Blitz, because I got Dion a ring.
Yep.
And he sent me this message. I'm going to play it for you, okay? And I'm going to show the camera as well.
Okay.
And I think he would send something like this for me to be able to repurpose, I think. But if repurposing this kind of makes me look like a douchebag, I kind of need a ruling from all you, including you, Anna.
All right, let's see
NFT Willie.
Now, oh, this could be a potential NFT.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Anna, you're familiar with Dion, right?
I know who he is,
I
yes.
mean, you know he's pretty, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yes, he won a Super Bowl and a World Series.
I don't know that he won a World Series.
I thought that's why.
He might have.
Okay. Or played in one. Sorry,
but I mean, Blitz,
one.
You would agree, Dion's a big-time fucking star.
No question.
I mean, like, oh, yeah. No question. I mean, I know you would think
yeah,
that.
Yeah, of course.
Here we go.
Can't hear it.
Oh. All right, Jesus, let me do it again. By the way, it's 27 years.
My man, Bubba the Love Sponge, man. We go back. It's got to be at least 20 years, man. Close to it. Let me see. No, probably 17, 18 years. Sponge, I love you, man. I appreciate you. I got what you send me. I'm not talking about the cement. I'm talking about the love stuff. And it's truly unbelievable, man. You floored me. You knocked me off my feet. You surprised the heck out of me. And I made sure to everybody soon. But Bubba, I just want you to know, man, I love you to life, my man. And I love me some sponge. I believe in the sponge, baby. God bless.
Hmm. I mean,
that's
I know
cool.
when you get that kind of message from Dion, I think you. And you got avenues to I think you play it.
What did you send back?
I sent him
heart face crying emoji.
No, I sent him actually here's exactly what I said to him. I said 27 years cuz it's been since 94. Don't jip me out of 10. And he said, "I ain't got nothing but love for you, Sponge."
Well, how does he say it?
I ain't got nothing but love for you, Sponge.
No, I thought you were going to do
the accent.
Yeah, you're doing voice.
Ain't got nothing but love for you, Sponge.
There you go.
I ain't talking about the semen. I'm talking about that special thing you sent in there, cunt.
The what?
Semen.
Semen?
No.
You sent him semen?
No, ew. I didn't send him semen. But I think that's pretty cool, don't you think?
It is cool.
I mean, that's cool. Pretty fucking cool.
Just wait till you send him that painting. He's going to really put you over.
No, I think I'm going to keep it at the Bubba Army royalty ring like I did. That's what I sent him. They're saying 1,300 on the after show?
Yeah.
That's big loads, ain't it?
Yeah.
Drop a fucking load.
And Anna, I got to tell you, I wish you wouldn't have fucked up this week because, man, having the strap on your shoulder was fucking good.
I know.
She never had it on her shoulder.
But it's Blitz's birthday week, so I mean,
I understand it's his birthday.
Yeah, it's his birthday queen.
I understand it's his birthday week, and I hope he didn't fucking drop it. With little fucking snide comments like taking over Ashley's phone call and shit, I'll fucking take that shit right from him, put it right back on the bitch.
Well, I thought it'd go right back to the office.
No, there's no rhyme to reason as to where it goes. I mean, I could put it back on me, I could give it to you, I could put it to the office, I could throw it over to fucking Cave, show Paul Moraney, he'll never smell it.
Don't forget Dr. Dan. He's been dying for it.
For the new era, Bill.
Oh, God, yeah.
What is the new era roster? Do you have the new era roster?
Yes.
Right there on your fucking Trapper Keeper?
Trapper Keeper.
Oh.
Page one.
I thought that was your phone.
It is Lummy, Bubba, Anna, and Blitz.
That's it.
And then the Big Fildo, 5,000 bits.
It's looking like it's what Big Fildo and his wife.
Yep.
Calafera Fawcett.
Is Country Girl going to be there?
I knew that was going to happen. Bitch ass hoe.
Stupid. He's being a
Why are you calling her a bitch ass hoe?
No, I'm calling you a bitch ass hoe.
Like, you're being like in just over the top
Zoli
today.
Bored.
I think he took a Tampa Tylenol.
What are you upset? What are you upset that he did it longer than you? So you got to hate on Blitz?
No.
What's going on with you two? You two fighting?
Not at all.
We haven't had a good week. Oh, sorry. Yeah,
we're fine. We're not. What's
Hold
going on?
Hold on. Blitz goes, we're fine. And the bitch says, we haven't had a good week. What, Anna, what's going on? Should I turn this microphone off?
Well, you know how he can be.
How can he be?
Yeah, I know how he can be.
A dick?
A fucking dick.
Seriously.
Doesn't he need to be, like, seriously? You know, if you need some Blitz therapy, I'm the one guy you can talk to. You know what I'm saying?
What have you done to... For therapy, do you try to meditate or after Blitz has a talk with you and you leave in a bad mood, what do?
The show.
I do what?
Have the show.
You do the show.
Yeah.
Well, after that, what do?
I don't really
how do you therapeutize yourself?
With him?
Yeah.
I tell him, when I get really pissed off, I just tell him I don't even want to see him.
But that hasn't happened lately at all.
It's been a while. It's been since last year.
Yeah.
So, what are you guys fighting about? And how do you cope?
About this moped video.
How do you cope?
Are you on your period?
No.
No, but hold on. The moped video's got you fucking stressed out?
Yeah.
Well, so he's just been stressed and he's kind of taking it out on me.
What do you mean? What's he so stressed
about? He's just been
about?
Extra dickish. I don't know what to tell you.
Blitz, DJ you... Brown 941, 5,000 bits.
DJ Brown 941 says, I want to hear the Blitz on a fucking high low.
Yeah, I only gave her one protein bar today and not two.
You know,
see,
Anna,
see how he acts?
But yeah. Anna, you know he... Can I be honest with you, Anna?
Please do.
I think you take him for granted.
That's not true.
That is absolutely true.
No, Anna, I think that you take him for granted.
I always say thank you.
But give me, you know, the office or something if I need.
No, there's no office needed.
I know,
right.
But like, give me, if you know, I'm looking at you at all times, okay. Blitz. So if I see the office, okay. Back it down. Otherwise, I'm gonna let it fucking rip.
What's the office?
Don't worry about it.
Doesn't matter.
I want to know.
I know the office.
You're not in the office.
He knows the office.
All right. Well, this is
unfair. K-Man may or may not know the office. K-Man know the office?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Lummy, you don't know the fucking office.
Listen, that's just to shut the fuck up. Whatever you're talking about.
What?
All right, Blitz. I'll be looking at you. Yeah. Now, otherwise, Blitz, I'm just gonna let it rip. This very much uncomfortable shit that's going on. Can I let it rip? Okay, is it okay?
I don't care.
Okay, Anna. I don't know what you two are or what the fuck's going on, but I know he likes you, and I know you like him, and I don't know what the fuck capacity is going on. It's none of my business.
But
I know that he fucking treats you super good.
He does, yeah.
And I think that you take advantage of it. I think you've
what
come...
What do you mean?
Like, yep. If he was just a regular dude here at work who didn't like you or think you're cool...
So, like, everybody else that works here?
Yeah, like, exactly. You know what, bitch? You should try to be on our side of the fucking fence.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Exactly.
It absolutely fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But like, for instance,
how he treats you.
He's very generous.
But hold on. But I'm going to give you one example, okay. And this is kind of your whole mantra.
Okay.
Not just with Blitz, but with everybody.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that when you guys went out and like I've dated girls and everybody that I've dated currently or am with, are with, or gonna be with, have been with, all appreciate. A man in having certain skill sets. And they just don't fucking... So when you guys came here to ride the mopeds and the black moped's tire was deflated and the valve stem was broken, 95% of all men are like, we're not going fucking mopeding. This motherfucker is real handy. Mm-hmm. Had a valve stem... don't ask me why... Had a valve stem extension kit in his truck.
I don't know what that is.
had a wrench kit in order to get the tire off.
Right.
Fixed it. You guys were able to go mopeding. Mm-hmm. So then when I had you on the air, you're like, hey, and you're like, oh, I don't even know. I was just watching the goats. I don't know.
I was feeding the goats.
Like that for a guy. Blitz did not. Let
I'm
me
really
just say,
sorry.
But hold on. Let me just tell you this. Blitz did not specifically, like, we've not had a conversation about. Man, that fucking bitch didn't even recognize that I had to put that tire back on.
No, I never said any of that.
No, I said we did not have that conversation.
Okay, yeah.
We did not have that conversation.
Yeah.
This is what I've sniffed out.
Okay.
And if I was you, Blitz, and a girl kind of downplayed about all the work it took, I'd be like, that's fucked up because that's a kind of a tough thing.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I also kind of downplayed it because...
I know, but when she said, man, I don't know, I was just fucking around with the goats, I didn't even pay attention. To me, it's like, I think you're kind of oblivious to how some men are, and you don't appreciate, like,
it's
I don't,
not that I didn't appreciate
I, don't
it. I didn't appreciate realize.
I don't think you appreciate a real man.
I didn't realize the task at hand. I thought it was, like, I didn't know. I just said, okay, well, I'm going to go look at the duckies.
Well, first of all, flat tire, that sucks. Okay, I'll be back later.
I'm like, I'm going to go look at the duckies.
Anna,
I don't want you to think I'm trying to get on you or nothing. I'm not trying to get on you.
I just didn't know.
I can just tell there's some, you know, a little bit of dissension here, and I think that you take Blitz's generosity a little for granted.
I always say thank you. I'm always very appreciative.
Okay.
What am I supposed to do? How would I show my appreciation?
I don't know how to answer that question. I don't know what you're supposed to do, and maybe you don't do anything. Maybe you don't do anything. It's just an observation.
I need sphincter control.
So I'm just saying, as you're coming out of your shell... you know, with the listeners, it seems like you're being a little bitchier to Blitz.
Mm-hmm. I'm not.
Yeah, there you go. As you're getting cooler to the listeners, you're being more bitchy to Blitz.
Blitz?
Blitz has been your number one supporter.
I know he has.
All along.
I know. And I constantly thank him.
Like, all along.
At least I hope I do.
I've been very, a couple of times, not so, and he's like, oh.
Wait, what?
To the point of me being in trouble, by the way.
Wait, what? You've been trying to.
In the past.
You wanted to get rid of me?
No, I don't think I've ever. I don't think.
Well.
Blitz.
You were not you, but you were being influenced by other people.
When you pissed off Seth, when you pissed off Seth.
This is a shoot, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, this is a shoe.
This whole conversation is, by the way, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, this whole thing's a shoe.
Yeah. She thinks this is all work, though, just so you know.
This is all a
shoe. She doesn't know the difference.
This is a shoe.
I don't know. Yeah, okay.
But when you pissed off, you know.
Which time? The first time?
Well, both.
Yeah.
Both, to
okay,
be honest.
Okay, both. What happened?
He was full of hot.
What did he want? He wanted me fired?
No, he did not want you. You know what? No. And I don't want anybody to start that rumor. No, he did not want you fired. No.
But he
let it be known that he didn't appreciate the way you acted and wanted me to talk to you.
The original discussion was about you getting rid of me.
I will say that...
No, I've never had that conversation, and Blitz is... I don't think that he can honestly say that. And if so, then give me an example.
Okay, there was a time when you talked about taking her off the show.
I did?
Yep.
Was it close to when I first started?
There had to be an incident that triggered me. This is great therapy. People love this. We're at fucking 1,300 strong.
Yeah.
If we get to 1,500, Blitz will tell you what it was. Do you remember what it was
Black
about?
Blackfish Lives Matter, $50 cash.
I don't remember, but there was a couple of those talks.
You know what, Anna? I think it was when you were kind of first starting, but maybe not, and then everything was just kind of no. And I was like, God, everything I say. But in today's world, you can still get the no's in, but they don't seem so no-y.
Yeah, no.
Well, I think you also asked me things you know I'm willing to do, like open packages.
Oh!
I think that we're working around each other.
It's squished donuts.
I want you to understand, too, that when we talk about sex and shit like that, like, we're not trying to make fun of you or anything like that. And if we ever get to the point where it's uncomfortable, then I want you to be able to say, this is making me uncomfortable. Because we're going to push it. Like, I mean...
Yeah, no, I know.
You're the only girl we got.
I know.
So we can't talk. I mean, we're guys. And so we want to talk about pussy and shit like that.
But, yeah, me too.
And you're... and you're one of the... You know, you're one of the cool bitches that we can talk about that around. Now, sometimes it gets a little carried away. And if it does... Please just stop us and be like, listen, we're getting a little crazy.
There was a few times where, I really stuck my neck out and said, no, she will work. Trust me. She just needs to get more comfortable and do this and that and the other. And you didn't like my answer.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But whatever.
But we're here now.
Yeah.
We are here
now. It's not
now.
Like that now. But we're here now.
And as better as you've gotten with me, you've gotten worse with him. You guys said you had a bad week. What have you guys been finding about?
That's when she was working.
He needs finger control.
Maybe. We'll see. I don't know.
He needs finger control.
Maybe there's a problem I didn't know about.
Now, do you get upset when...
I do.
do you get upset like when I mentioned the vagina laser to Dan?
I don't get upset. I just don't want to be rotted out. I don't want to be.
She's not going to do it.
I don't want to do that because, that's kind of embarrassing. Like, if I'm ever with a guy ever again and he's like, oh, this is nice, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got vag reju.
No, but you didn't.
TT.
Do you think you have to tell every fucking guy everything you did?
I know, but I'm on the radio.
You think I tell like a girl? You think I tell girls, hey, I had crabs back in '86?
Well, now they know.
I'm just saying, we'll work around the crabs.
I don't think I could get over knowing that I had to get tighter, wetter, better, even if it's for TT.
But it wasn't for. Wallered out or dryness. It's because you got a little TT.
Yeah, which doesn't, that makes me feel not better.
No.
I didn't get it for that. I got it because I pee my pants.
You know how cute that would be for a guy? Like if you're a guy and you're like, hey, listen, I just want to let you know, I when I laugh, I sometimes a little TT. I'd be like, oh, that's cute.
That's fucking cute.
It's not offensive.
No.
Right, Blitz? It's not a deal breaker. It's kind of cute. Hey,
not a deal breaker,
what
right?
What guy would be like, oh, yeah, oh, your vagina's so nice. Oh, yeah. And you're like, oh, it's because I got laser.
First of all, Anna, I'm going to say this. And Anna, this could be borderline inappropriate.
Yeah, well.
Why right? stop now?
Welcome to a day that ends in Y.
But this could be borderline inappropriate. And so just please stop me in my tracks if I get inappropriate.
Go on.
But when I feel... that when you do have sex, whenever
you think
that...
it's going to happen, right?
No, yeah, no. Whenever it does happen.
Shut up, Lummy.
Well,
everybody,
have
let me Lummy finish. Doesn't. Let me finish, Anna.
Yes.
When that happens, when that act happens, mm-hmm. by whatever means, how it happens, whatever the planetary alignment needs to be, whatever the circumstances are, you finally have sex. Okay, whenever that is, I think that you're again. I think your pussy is going to feel so fucking amazing for that person because just, you know, you've not been real active on it. And it's, you know, I'm just saying, like, I think it's going to be really hungry. And regardless if you did the vagina, the laser deal or not.
7 second delay.
Okay.
Biggie.
No. Now that
seven,
is a,
three, seven, five, no, thousand bills.
That was a rip.
All right, Anna, but don't you know that like I'm completely like I'm saying good like this is a very much I'm putting your vagina over.
Yeah. Thank you for putting my pussy on a pedestal.
I mean, what if it'd be like, hey Anna, when you finally have sex, man, that shit's gonna be like a hot dog thrown down a hallway. It's gonna be the worst.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Wallered out fucking wooly, got a lot of miles
fucking
of those.
Dust.
Yeah, I'm saying that thing is fucking pristine and ready to go, and a guy laser, no laser, TT, no TT. I mean, it's going to be like fucking velvet.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's going to be felt.
I'm just going to say, it's going to be like, when a guy gets in it, he's going to be like, holy shit, this is probably one of the best ones I've ever had.
Do you tell people that? Is that like a compliment you give?
Yeah, you lie to every girl and say that.
Do you really say that?
This no. Is more the I don't, but if I get some good pussy, I'll be like, God, you got some good pussy. Fuck.
And they're like, thank you.
Thank you. And then they talk about my dick, of course. They
what
feel
do
they
say? They
feel
you owe me the rest of my roses now.
I don't pay roses.
What do they usually say about your
prenups.
Dick?
I got prenups.
It's the greatest thing I've ever had.
What kind of compliments do you get?
I have heard, you know, girls that have listened to the show that I end up fucking, and they're like, your dick's not, you know, not small at all.
I've seen it.
Why do you got to say it, Blake?
I have to. It's a reaction. I have to say it.
But don't you understand that when you say that you've seen my dick, it instantaneously fucking gives me a bad day because my dick, because it's not nearly the size of yours. Okay, motherfucker, if we're it's just a man thing. You know, you pull up in a fucking Ferrari, I pull up in a smart car. I feel like a fucking jobber.
It was very beautiful.
Ew. That's
I got a nice I got a good head. So anyway, I don't have the length that Blitz does. I bet you I got better girth than he does. I bet you I'm a little more girthier. Oh, shut the fuck up. Let me win something.
Okay, you're right, Bubba.
Let me win something.
Way, way wider.
But you got my strap on your fucking shoulder getting a paycheck this fucking Thursday, bitch. Yes, I'm a little girthier than you, you fucker.
No, you're way girthier.
Exactly.
If you want, Bubba, I'll make you feel good. I'll show you mine.
Oh, God.
Lummy, I bet you your dick's pretty good.
When it has to come out of its hole.
Yeah, when it comes out of its hidey hole.
Are you guys all growers, not showers?
Yes.
Yes. But Blitz,
I feel like most guys are.
Yeah. Sometimes I see my dick when it's all grown up, and I'm like, man, that looks pretty fucking good.
No, yeah, grown up, it's fine, but when it's not grown up, it's like,
yeah,
what the fuck is this?
When you see when it's grown up, you're like, how the fuck did it get that big?
Right.
Because I just saw it a second ago.
How do you go from nothing
to
wow?
Like looked like a baby's thumb.
Right.
It looked like a little baby thumb. And all of a sudden, it's like,
how do you look at it? You go, where the fuck did that come from?
Remember when Bill Clinton used to give you that thumb? Yeah. The way I tell you right now, that's what my shit looks like sometimes.
I have a question about balls.
What?
I like my balls played with.
I don't.
No. I do.
They're too sensitive.
Oh, yes. I like my balls. I like to put both of my balls in your mouth.
Oh.
If you're being totally
I mean,
honest.
That's fun. That's fun,
and
too.
Swirl them around like it was a slushy.
Right.
Think of my balls as an Oreo blizzard.
Anna, you're welcome that we answered your question.
That's what I was going to ask. I was going to ask you if you ever like have to swing them forward so you don't sit on them.
No.
No.
Not there.
We're not 80.
Well, I don't know. I've heard men say that they have to do that because sometimes they'll accidentally like sit on
well,
a
that,
nut.
I mean, that does happen.
But my balls get tight and then sometimes get loose.
Yeah. It's like it.
Like temperature. It's like a temperature gauge.
Right, exactly.
Is it a temperature deal?
Yeah. It's like, a thermometer.
When they get all elongated, it's like you have
They're
a case of Degombies.
Yeah.
What do you mean the gump? The gump? Oh, the gumbass.
Like Gumby.
We used to call it that with a Jamaican accent when I was in college. Like when guys, I worked at the summer camp.
They were long balling it?
And not the campers, those were kids, but the counselors.
The staff.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh man, it's so hot, I got a bad case of the gumbies. And then their balls would be just like all
hanging,
gumbied out. Yeah, and then they would do like,
would you ever see them?
Yeah, they would do all these ball, like bollocks.
What do you mean bollocks?
Like,
yeah,
I would
poetry
just
of the penis.
What do you mean?
But like penis puppeteer stuff. Like, yeah, you would just be sitting there, and there'd be like, you know, in front of a glass
like two
window.
Two guys, and they would have like two their balls out. Their balls.
No,
would they be
like
puppeting
one
their
guy,
balls?
And he would just smash his balls up like against the window, and then press his dick up, so it looked like they'd call that the little tennis racket. No.
Look at Bubba's face. He's like, what the fuck are you doing?
What? You say that sometimes we get inappropriate.
You made Bubba be quiet. What the fuck?
You had guys that were tennis racket and their cock and balls against the window. We don't even come close to that here. I mean, I might talk about how you might want to fucking stop your TT
maybe,
problem.
Maybe racquetball at best, but not tennis.
Yeah. Not tennis, but like a ping pong racket, you know? And then sometimes they would do the mangina. And then they would turn around, and you give a little fruit bowl.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Right. Don't you wish for those times again?
I do. And then sometimes they'd do, like, the little mushroom where they'd, like, kind of have, like, a little testicle hang out. Like, pop it out.
What the fuck?
Were you fucking at camp?
No.
No, she didn't lose her virginity at, like, 25.
I remember once they all took a picture. There was like four of them, and they had nice clothes, and they just have one testicle.
I think sex is kind of a joke to you. Like, I think it's a funny to you. Like, we're all about, it's fun.
Country Girl 92, 1500 bits.
See you
country
on Friday.
Girl, country girls, we're gonna see her. Hopefully,
again,
she wears one of those hot tank tops.
Yeah.
We got so anyway, Lummy. We got Ocala Farrah Fawcett, and if Travis doesn't tweak his wrist on starting the car.
The ignition's too tight. Yeah, make sure you oil the ignition up,
Mama,
first.
What? I can't come in because I tweaked my wrist starting my car. All right,
Travis, you have a push button ignition.
Yeah, OFF with the creatine Travis kicker. Not a fan, and Big Rad and Country Girl. And is it her husband or her boyfriend?
We don't. We just know it's Country Boy and Chad.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't know.
Country Boy and Country Girl.
Yeah.
Lummy, you and your wife.
Yep.
Anna.
Me.
Myself. Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Fildo and his wife.
Big Red.
Yeah.
Big Red and not a fan. I think Iggy is going to be Whizless.
Yes, he is.
And then Ashley's bringing a friend.
And Ashley's bringing a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I heard she's pretty hot.
She's a very nice looking woman.
And I heard she's single.
Yeah, she is, and she's she is a very nice person.
Is she familiar with the show?
I don't believe so. I'm not sure. I don't think so. But the DJ Brown 941, 5,000 bits.
Is she a who? How much?
DJ Brown 941, 5,000 bits.
He wants to know where those 5Xs are at.
I got the fucking 5Xs coming. I got the high viz. That we'll probably have up tomorrow or Thursday. The work shirts, Lummy.
High vis and a 5X. Ooh, holy hell!
And I'm working on some other stuff. So is she from Tampa?
No, she's not. She's from she's from the Panhandle.
Where does she live?
She lives in Tampa now.
All right, she lives in Tampa now.
Yeah.
All right. And she does. Does she know anything about me at all?
Yeah, she knows a little bit about you from back in the day, but she's not familiar with the show.
Right.
She works long shifts.
Now, how do you explain a Bubba 199?
It's like just a big party hangout with really good music.
Because, Blitz, if you don't understand it, it's going to look kind of stupid.
Right.
Like, it's going to be like, what the fuck?
No, Ashley kind of explained it to her, like, you know, it's a big party with good music, kind of just sit there.
Well, we don't know
if it's streaming a party.
We don't know if it's good music or not because Anna's picked
it. It's going to be good music.
Can we get like a name of a couple people that will be in it?
No.
Music wise?
Like
we know with you know, you'll play some good like rock or.
There'll be some Skrillex. There'll be some. Well, I can tell you right now, actually. Hold on, I have it.
Is this your playlist?
No. Wait, that's Lummy's.
Now, is it going to be mixed together or is it just
it's literally just going to be like a playlist of songs.
And I got to mix
She's
them?
Hold on, Bubba. You don't even know. So we're putting Spotify on your computer and there's a playlist on Spotify and you got to fucking mix minus that shit all yourself from one playlist.
From one pot?
What do you want me to do? I thought that's all I had to do was just a playlist.
Yeah, how about this? Can we burn a few songs onto a CD, and that way you can mix them?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's do that.
I mean, because they're going to be obvious out. They're not going to be, it's going to
be. Won't be seamless.
Right.
Okay.
If you could, if you could put half the songs on CD.
And then the rest just leave on Spotify.
Yeah, like if, let's say that she's got, how big is your list, you think?
It is, it doesn't tell me how many tracks, but it's in 2 hours and 21 minutes.
You had a guess?
If you had
probably
guess.
Like 33.
All right, if you could put like
15 of them.
15, yeah. 16 yeah. On a all disc right. And the other remaining on Spotify, then I can just go, disc, Spotify.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
With positioning statements in between.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying, Blitz?
No problem, I got you.
I'm going to have to be on my toes, though.
I know.
You know, usually, I can give you a bleep, Skrillex, and then I'd be like, Lara, Bubba, 199.
Boom.
Lara, boom, woof. Boom.
Then, saying then, Panera? Then,
no, Flara.
Flara.
Oh, sorry.
Woof,
it's a phenomenon. Bubba, 199.
Boom, into the next one.
This is my favorite radio station.
Bubba, 199. Bubba, 199. Sounds like a train wreck, but it'll work itself out.
Filthy bastard!
I know you like that one.
I do.
Did you put any rock music on there or anything?
No.
Any? Just rap?
It's like a mix of rap, trap, electro.
Oh, yeah, my favorite. I'm glad I'm getting to hear that shit from
Iggy the first said he's going to play an old 199 in his headphones.
Jen Cat, 815. Highly contagious.
You guys are going to fucking love it.
Iggy says I'm going to play an old Bubba 199 in my headphones.
Act like he's lying.
Highly contagious. Highly contagious.
Bubba
199.
Some grit. I need finger control. I need finger control.
Oh, I thought the moaning was part of the
recording. So did I. It was her live.
I need finger control. Mm. 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 I'll use the Hitachi tonight. I need finger control.
I'm just full.
I'll use the Hitachi tonight. I need finger control. I'll use the Hitachi tonight. I need finger control. I'll use the Hitachi tonight. I need finger control.
How much? I'm turning everybody's mics off. So I can...
I need finger control. I'll use the Hitachi tonight.
Blitz's moans were installed.
Yeah.
I thought they were so fucking perfect that I thought they were part of.
No, it was me live.
I need finger control. I'll use the Hitachi tonight. I need finger control. I'll use the Hitachi tonight. It's finger control. I'll use the Hitachi tonight. It's finger control. I'll use the Hitachi tonight. I need finger control. I'll use the Hitachi tonight.
What?
Don't be dumb.
You want to hear the world's greatest call screener ever?
Yeah.
Think about how efficient this guy is. He says the call letters and he asks them to hold in all but 1.17 seconds and can put you on hold. Blitz, stop with your bullshit.
At the Red House.
All right, so can you two kind of maybe get your shit together?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have our fake story on the same page.
You have your what?
Our fake story will be on the same page next time.
Oh.
What?
Your fake story will be on the same.
Oh, jeez. Boil water, no water. Seth needs some caffeine, so he wanted to send me up there, show off my half beard. So, you know, I'll put a beard.
By the way, today at noon, there's something released on our YouTube channel. And then maybe the Blitz automatic M16 Willie.
I think it was a Crushing It With Clem.
Crushing It With Clem. Yeah.
Oh, Crushing It With Clem.
That's yes. The noon.
That's up.
And I have the right to release a couple other, you know, stuffs as well. Today at 3, Tara and Anna's podcast. You will not hear that anywhere except on our podcast deal.
We actually recorded it on video so we could put it on YouTube. But when the power went out, all the video stuff died. So
it's fucked.
Won't be there.
That's the thing on, but I
literally no. Tara had Tara cut the power.
Of course,
I did bring the smallest one I had. So yeah. We'll see. We'll see what they say.
Yeah. Christ.
How do you think it looks?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh God, that's, I can't look.
I think so.
Let me
Lummy, you don't even, you know.
You got to get it when he first walks in.
The mask, Lummy, is you're supposed to have it over your nose. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, but you told me when I went there not to really wear the mask so everyone could see my scars.
Just K5 it?
Yeah.
Lummy Wi-Fi.
Bobby Fielder, 4,000
Love
bits.
That guy.
Thank you, Big Fielder.
What's so funny about that?
I know it's coming. Yeah. No, you have to fast forward over it.
What?
I guess when I turn around.
When he shows the mask with half a face straight on.
Alright, hold on.
I think Seth's a mocha or vanilla kind of guy.
Mocha?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you're at the fucking 7-Eleven and you see this guy and you see this beast?
Slamming TV's beast, 3,000 bits.
Thank
you. Nice. Lummy, we put you through hell, don't we, buddy?
Yeah, they love me at the 7-Eleven.
Lummy looks like he's ball gag! Yeah. He looks like he's fucking ball gag!
Ball gag Willie.
Hello.
You're right, Anna. Anna, you are so right.
I knew it was coming.
You are so right.
Oh, she just peed.
You TT?
No, but I'm holding it really hard.
You're holding the TT?
Yeah,
it's been a half hour since she TT'd.
God, Lum, I'm gonna have to mind take that strap right off Blitz's fucking shoulder and put it right on you.
He got it for back then.
That is true.
I mean, if they could spit in your change, they would.
I know they would. I think they do. I think they see me coming in and do it.
Yeah. So anyway, Anna, I didn't mean to bring up any.
That's okay.
You know, but I will. I do have to go because I have to be at Tom Bean's at 11:30.
Okay.
But I do want to go on record by saying, if and when you finally do have a sexual experience,
yeah,
just mark my word, the guy is going to be like, "Holy shit!"
It's got to be after July.
What do you mean?
That's the bet. July 31st. Blitz is the only one that said yes.
That would be before that.
I could care less when it is, Anna. It's, you know what? You know, Anna, you know when it is? It's when you think it needs to be.
Oh, thanks, Bubba.
So when it is when it is. But when it does happen,
I'm going to throw myself a party.
The guy is going to be like, holy shit, this pussy is to fucking die.
On fire.
When it happens, just remember Bubba.
No, I don't want to. She might not be able to get a nut.
Well,
you know. Can you get multi nuts?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Just one?
Yeah, and then I wait and then do it again.
Oh. Okay.
But I can't do it. I can't. I'm not
back
like
back
that.
Back-to-back nuts?
I can't do that.
What's the most amount of nuts you've had in one night? 20?
One night?
20.
20? Wait, Bubba, keep down.
20 in a month,
times.
Bubba, come on.
No, like, I've been with a girl that had 20 nuts in a fucking.
In one fuck sesh?
In one fuck sesh, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Blitz, don't fucking lie, but you've had, I mean.
Maybe not 20, but close to it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If you're fucking straight laying it and you're hitting the right spot.
Yep.
You can get in a girl's multi-orgasmic, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You can get 20 nuts.
I don't think that's me. Sad face.
Whoops.
Hello. No. I don't think that's me. You've used sad face a lot today.
Well, that's how I express myself.
Sad face. Yes, who's this?
Hey, Bubba. Carlos Mendinger III. How you guys doing?
Hi, Carlos. You working on something new? Dark Match had a... Whoops. Dark Match fucking nailed it, did you? You got to admit.
He did. No, Dark is over. I think he gets the strap.
Well, I mean, I guess amongst you three, he would probably have the strap right now.
So John from Naples is pretty much building his own strap for the three parody guys.
Oh, he is?
And if somebody were to have it, it would be Dark right now.
It could be a virtual strap. You're like, you know who's got the virtual fucking parody strap? Fucking Dark Match Steve does right now, buddy.
So listen, I'm not writing a song right now. I'm working my way down to Tampa to come see you guys.
When are you doing that?
Lummy, tomorrow. I'd like to do the podcast possibly tomorrow if Lummy can make it.
With who?
Army of Fathers, 2,000 bits.
What podcast with who?
So we're going to do a parody guy podcast.
I know, but
yeah, where are you doing that at?
But buddy, you got to give us, I mean, you could do it here with notice.
Yeah, no, we've been working on this with Caveman.
Oh.
Was Caveman going to tell anybody else?
I think I know about it.
I'm going to get him in trouble. Well, so we're trying to get you content, but I'm coming down. I'm hanging out with John and meeting Steve, and we're gonna meet Country Girl and Country Boy. They're all coming down, and
to the studios.
Pinkwood Greater Man, get the five subs.
To Tampa. So Country Girl, I think the pop was, is Country Girl gonna be on 199 the other day? So, I'm coming to Tampa, and I would really love to see you guys. I'm gonna see Steve and John.
You're coming to Tampa when? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
But when are you guys doing the podcast and where?
So not to blow up Cave, because I guess he was working on that. I'll arrange it with Cave.
Okay, great. Yeah.
I mean, we might need to know about it first. Just heads up.
All right, no big deal. Fuck. I mean, no big deal. Whatever. Cave will get it worked out. We're going to be live tomorrow from like 10:15 to like maybe 11:15 or 11:30 on YouTube.
I think this is more later in the afternoon.
Okay. I got Tampa Terry coming tomorrow to do a podcast. So,
Definitely not.
I got Tuttle tomorrow, too, coming over to do a podcast.
Right.
Hey, work it out with Cave. He's got the authority to do whatever the fuck he wants around here for the most part.
Obviously. He hasn't talked to me about it.
Yeah. I don't care who the fuck talks to who around here.
Well, after that, we will be pumping out the songs. You know, John is always working. I've got a bunch in the hopper. We'll try to keep some steady parodies every week or every other week for you this year.
Yeah, I mean
for free.
Dark Match, of course, for free, buddy.
That's right. I used to pay a guy $600,000 a year, but now I got this. It's amazing.
It is amazing. I got to go over to Tom Beans. I got to actually end the program with Dark Match Steve's latest, my friend.
That sounds awesome.
Get with Cave and get it all scheduled. He'll give you keys to the building, sir. The alarm code, everything you fucking need, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I need a gate fob, Bubba.
I'm sure you'll get that in your caveman care package. I give a fuck. See you later, buddy.
All right, guys.
Bye.